T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:14, rainy Tuesday. Thanks for getting it started with us here at WWL. Last half hour, we're talking about swimming in a lake, and it's kind of like that when it gets to internet security, because we're just all little fishies enjoying our lives and enjoying Twitter and Instagram and social media and Facebook and whatever you do. And unfortunately, while we're having our little time, good time swimming, wiggling our little tails and fins, there are sharks circling above constantly, 24/7, even bots that are circling, trying to find any vulnerability and take what we got. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Is that overdramatic or not?
No, it certainly is wild out there. It's interesting, because if you think about how much of our lives have really moved online, you know, really everyone, to a large degree, their social life, their work life, their school life, and, you know, scammers and criminals, they know that, and that's where they're hanging out.
It's easy money, right? Quick, easy money. That's what they're looking for. What's going on now with Twitter and bank passwords, or social media and bank passwords?
So one of the things that's interesting is, you know, when you go and set up a social media account, you can generally put whatever name you want, right? You can pretend to be another company or what have you. And so a lot of people, of course, have learned that if you have a complaint, you know, it's really tough to get through to companies these days, right? You know, especially retailers, you know, they've gotten very large. It can be tough to get someone on the line. But people have learned that if you tweet at them or create a tweet with, you know, addressing the company in there, they'll oftentimes reply to that. And they'll, you know, message you and ask you for your issues or your account numbers or whatever. Well, scammers know this. And so they can go on Twitter and look for people that are tweeting at companies, you know, with requests or issues, and they can reply pretending to be that company and start a conversation and get people's information that way.
So how do you know if it's the bank that's replying to you or some scammer, or can you tell?
So these days it's really tough to tell. You know, with all the issues with Twitter and the blue checks and the verifications.
Wait,
let me
slow you down a little bit. Let's go back, talk about blue checks.
So for a long time, you know, Twitter would give you a blue check if you were what they call verified. And that means that they kind of had checked who you are. You had sent them evidence. You know, there are different ways to provide that evidence. But they would really verify that you were who you were. And what that meant is that if you were a big retailer or a big company or a bank or what have you, you get this blue check. And so when people were interacting with you online and Twitter, they knew that it was really you. And when the blue checks have kind of gone away and now you can just buy them, you know, for a certain price, it's really changed things. And anyone can get that blue check and look like a real company. Now, Twitter is kind of transitioning and working towards giving out verification checks, you know, for companies in different ways, but they're not quite there yet. So we're in this kind of a weird time where people are able to, you know, impersonate companies really easily.
So is there a way for the consumer or to respond, or is it best just not to?
So in the short term, the advice is it's probably, I mean, if you want to tweet at a company and let them know an issue and their customer service can reach out, that's one thing. But if they get into the direct messages and are asking you for your account number, it's probably best at this time not to share that. It's probably not the way to do it, unfortunately. You know, maybe there's some ways to verify. You could ask them to tell you your account number or something like that. But really, we should really be careful in not giving our information out on Twitter and to these chat softwares.
I should bring the audience into it. I should have done it before. The Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text line 504-260-1870. If you have any questions about internet security, Alex Hammerstone is the man, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We had, in the last 4 months, 7 colleges were hit by cyber attacks. How prevalent is this becoming? Are there major players that are doing this, major I'm trying to think, bad guys that are doing this or what?
There are. So one of the things with information security and hacking is how much it's become operating like a business, right? They're very large and well-organized criminal gangs that are doing this. There's a ton of money in it. And what's interesting is that the more people they scam, the more ransomware they do, the more money they get. They oftentimes, just like a business, will invest that in their capabilities. And the thing with schools is they're a very good target for hackers and scammers and everybody else because they have so much data. And there's a lot of freedom, too, right? So there's, you know, faculty and students, and it can be tougher to lock these things down. And so these scammers know this, and they love to go after schools because they have so much data and oftentimes money.
So so are they stealing information, or are they holding it hostage, or both?
All of the above. So really, at the end of the day, you know, there's some exceptions, right? I mean, there's some people that may have political motives or things like that. But really, these days, hacking, and it's all about the money. So they're just looking to get paid. And whether they can do that by stealing data and either selling it or using that data to create, fake accounts, or, you know, they're looking to ransom that data, so steal it and then, you know, make an institution pay them to not release it. Or if they're, you know, doing other things with that data, at the end of the day, they really are looking to get paid. It's pretty rare, it's not rare, but it's a much less common motivation that they're just doing it for political reasons or something like that. It really is about the money.
So you're doing business with the devil. You could pay, but still have the information compromised, right?
Absolutely. So the issue with these ransomware attacks, you know, where they're stealing your data or encrypting your data, and asking you to pay them to not release it or to de-encrypt it. The issue is they're already criminals, right? They're doing criminal acts. So how can you trust them to not release your data? And then oftentimes, you know, if they've encrypted your data and are offering you some kind of key to de-encrypt it, that's not even an option because it doesn't work a lot of the times. So it really is a challenging situation.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. 504-260-187 if you have any questions about Internet security. I just think after getting the notices that I've gotten from this company or that company about data breaches, I don't worry about it because I think it's already out there, but that might not be the wisest thing to do. More with Alex when we come back. Your questions at 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Alex Hammerstone, our friend, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, talking about the latest scam on Twitter. If you tag a bank or a company, is it primarily banks, Alex?
It's oftentimes banks, but it could really be any company. You know, any airline, retailer, you know, car rental, really anyone that you're dealing with.
On a tweet, on a tweet, and somebody gets back to you purporting to be from them, even though they have the blue check mark, that doesn't mean anything because they just get paid extra to get the blue check. Accurate?
That's correct.
So I mentioned before the break that, you know, having gotten these notices from credit card companies or banks or what have you that, you know, this has been compromised, even the car rental companies, this has been compromised, that's been compromised, your data may have this. I don't worry about it because I think it's already out there. Am I living in a fool's paradise, Alex?
No, I think that's fair. I think so many of us get these, you know, alerts that our data has been compromised in some way.
5 years ago, right? 5 years ago, you get the alert. It's like, well, what? It's a little late to get this kind of feedback.
Right. But I do want to point out, you know, but you know, things work pretty well every day, right? I mean, planes are taking off and landing and our electricity is working and things like that. So I don't want to be too fatalist. But to a large degree, you know, these breaches and compromises are pretty common these days. And a lot of our data has at this point been compromised, and it's kind of out there. And a lot of it's public information, too, to be honest. But, yes, it does seem like, you know, this is only accelerating and continuing to accelerate. And at some point, you know, we'll see if there's more regulation around it or what's going to happen.
Besides this Twitter scam, are there others that are making news?
So, really, it stayed pretty consistent, you know, as far as phishing and, you know, text message scamming. You know, there have been a lot of stories lately about, you know, the artificial voice technology, so the artificial intelligence and kind of the ChatGPT being used for these scams. But what's amazing is that it's very simple now to recreate someone's voice. So just with a few samples of them saying things, to then have a computer voice, you know, read things in their voice, and it's really indistinguishable. It's unbelievable. We've kind of messed around with it a bit at work. And you can really just take a sample of someone's voice and then create them saying really whatever you want. And we're starting to see scams that are using this, and they've been very successful.
some deep fakes, one of them involving supposedly the Attorney General of New York saying he was dropping charges when, in fact, it was just all made up. There was another one that I don't have in front of me right now. This is something that somebody needs to get a handle on quickly, Alex, it seems like, or has the horse already bolted the barn on this one?
So the horse is probably out of the barn at this point with a lot of this. You know, the biggest challenge is really just as humans, as people, if we're getting to the point where we can no longer trust video, you know, you kind of think about court or something.
Well, let me ask you this. Are we there where we can no longer trust video?
I think we are to some degree. I think it's only going to get worse. You know, if you think about it, you know, for these AI images, you know, for a while, the way to tell was it was really bad at creating hands. You know, so you could all the time look at that, but it's getting really good at creating hands now in pictures. And so it's tough. Although it's an important point that most people are fooled by shallow fakes. You don't even need deep fakes most of the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but it's just very concerning, you know, so that when you hear a voice recording of somebody, it used to be you could kind of tell or you know, your ear could pick it up that there was something off. But these days, it's almost impossible to tell.
So you used to say, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? But in this case, your eyes may actually be lying with a deep fake.
That's absolutely true. As I said, I really think we're in for some interesting times over the next few years.
Anything companies, workplaces, parents should do to educate employees best or kids, best way to do that?
You know, I hate the advice, you know, use common sense because it's not fair. And I get places some of the blame on some of these victims. But really, I think just, you know, if something doesn't feel right, you know, take your time with it. You know, scammers want you to act quickly because they know the more time you have to think about what's going on, the more likely you are to realize it's a scam. So if something feels off, I mean, if your bank should never be calling you and asking for your account number with any sense of urgency. You know, it should never be an emergency. The IRS is never going to call you know, with a sense of urgency, these things. So, you know, in these cases, kind of, you know, hang up, you know, and then do your research, right? You know, either call a branch office or call a number that you know is real, something that's on a bill you receive in the mail, instead of just kind of reacting to these scammers.
Ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Nothing's changed. Thank you, Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. When we come back, we'll talk about the proposed project for New Orleans East, the old Jazzland location, with Troy Henry, managing partner of Henry Consulting. Right now, we pause for WWL First News and Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.